the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. How's 2020 going for you? Has this new year, new decade arrived with promise and excitement? Does it herald new prospects and opportunities, new experiences for your life or for the world? Or do things look pretty much the same as they did in 2019? Is life fairly identical to what it was last year? I wonder if sometimes too much fuss is made of the new year. But on the other hand, sometimes the turning of the calendar can herald the turning of a page in life. Maybe this year in the family a child is going to be born, or a youngster's starting school for the very first time. Maybe this year for some, retirement is beckoning, or a change of job or lifestyle, or as for Richard, a change in role. Transition moments come from time to time, and they can be occasions of promise or worry, excitement or anxiety, or all these things rolled into one. These changes and developments can make us think, who am I now? What's my life for at this point in time? What will I become as I take this next step? If at the start of 2020 anything at all like that is going on for you, or you suspect that one day such a moment will dawn, then the gospel today could well be good news. It's a densely packed passage from St. Matthew, where we find Jesus coming to the Jordan to be baptized by John. For Jesus, the hidden years are ending. 30 years or so of growth and learning, development and discovery have come to their conclusion. And Jesus feels he should join in with John's movement of national repentance and renewal. In so doing, he receives a revelation from the Father, and the crowd receives a revelation about Jesus, which will set him off to begin his kingdom ministry. This revelation kick-starts Christ's vocation and activity to preach and establish the reign of God. It's a big transition moment. In all four Gospels, it literally or metaphorically begins a new chapter. It opens up a new phase in Jesus' story. And although the baptism experience is condensed into just a few verses, there's actually so much to learn from, so much to rejoice in, so much that we could take into our own lives in this tiny passage. Just 5 verses, but great swathes of the Old Testament are referenced, recapitulated, and renewed as they find their focus in Jesus. But you have to know what you're looking for in order to see it. So, did you spot the Spirit in our passage today? The Spirit of God descending, hovering on Jesus over the face of the waters of the Jordan. The Spirit of God that comes down and hovers over the waters. It ought to remind us of Genesis, the creation story, where again we find the Spirit moving to and fro over the waters of the deep. For Jesus' baptism is a new Genesis, a new creation. Jesus has been made to renew everything that God created. In Christ, everything is made new. Paul will go on to write, in him there is a new creation. It begins this day when he's baptized. But there's more. Did you see the form that the Spirit took in that little story? It takes the nature of a dove. Now, a dove fluttering over water that removes sin. Does that remind you of anything? Jesus' baptism recapitulates not only Genesis 1, but Genesis 8, the story of Noah. After the world was cleansed from sin by the waters of the flood, Noah sent the dove from the ark. It came back once with nothing, came back a second time with an olive branch in its beak. Then he released it for a third time, and it vanished. It went away. But now in Jesus, the dove is back for good. That covenant relationship God established with Noah is renewed, refreshed, fulfilled in Christ. The dove, that sign of promise and peace from God, hasn't vanished anymore. It's landed on Jesus, and it's not going away. So creation and covenant, all packed into five verses, but still there's more. Jesus hears God's word saying that he is the Father's beloved Son. Beloved Son. Sounds special and lovely, doesn't it? And it is. But it's also a term packed with challenge and sacrifice. Beloved Son. It rings just one bell in the Old Testament. And it's a doleful, chilling, tolling bell that sounded in Genesis chapter 22, where the call of God comes to Abraham to take his son, his only son, his beloved son, and offer him in sacrifice on Mount Moriah. You are my beloved son, the Father tells Jesus and announces to the world. There is a foreshadowing of the cross at the moment of baptism. A recapitulation of that call to Abraham, which Jesus will fulfill as the beloved Son offers himself as the Lamb of God. So, creation renewed. The covenant that Noah was granted refreshed as the dove alights on Jesus. The call that Abraham received recapitulated as the beloved Son journeys towards sacrifice. Creation, covenant, call, three C's. That would usually be enough for a sermon, especially if Derek was preaching. But today there's a fourth C, conquest. Where was this all happening? Did you spot that? At the Jordan. Not the Stort, or the Thames, or the Amazon. But the Jordan, where Israel entered the promised land. The Jordan River, where they left the misery of slavery and oppression and entered the glorious liberty of the children of God. That triumph is recapitulated as Jesus crosses the Jordan. The heavens are opened. The heavens open in anticipation of what Jesus will do when he rises from the dead. For baptism foreshadows his conquest over sin and the tomb. It points us towards that day when earth will be fully open to heaven and heaven fully open to earth. That day when God is all in all and he brings us safe through Jordan to our home above. Creation, covenant, call, conquest, all squeezed into five verses. But is this just interesting biblical interpretation? Clever, dense, figurative writing by St. Matthew. Or could it be a precious gift with power to speak into lives like yours and mine? You see, we're invited to be in Christ, to be baptized into Jesus. By God's grace and gift and his adoption, those four C's that apply to Jesus can apply to me. And to you. Now, maybe for you, the 2020s have begun with hope or fear, longing or dread, clarity in your life or uncertainty. After 8 o'clock this morning, I talked to one worshipper who's expecting a grandchild in March. Great smiles and joy on their face. I talked to another worshipper whose best friend has just lost her husband, dead in very mysterious and troubling circumstances. The start of this year feels very different to diverse people. But however we may feel, let's remember we've been created. You've been created. God made you because he wanted one person like you in the world. He wants to let you know that you are his beloved child. In you he is well pleased. There's unique stuff in history that only you can do. You may have a good idea as to what much of that stuff is, or maybe you're quite confused as to what any of it could ever be. But like Jesus, you've been created for some unique thing. The key is to be ready when the moment's revealed. But more, God offers a covenant. He doesn't just make you and leave you to get on with life in splendid isolation. His covenant says, I'm with you, I'm for you. This stuff that your life is for, I want to do it with you. Talk to me about it. Listen out for guidance, reassurance, challenge. We're in this together, if you'll let me in. Covenant means that God expects something from us. He offers himself to us, but asks for obedience in return. And the idea of call has this flavor too. You're my beloved daughter, my son in whom I delight. But sometimes to be that person will come with a cost. For beloved sons and daughters walk in the way of Isaac. This is the cost of self-giving after the example of Jesus. So creation, covenant, call, cost. But they're steps on the path to conquest. Not triumphs that we have authored or victories our wonderfulness has engineered. No, participation in the victory Jesus has achieved in his uniting of heaven and earth. The victory he invites us to share in as we journey towards healing and wholeness in our lifetimes, as we travel towards eternity with him. So maybe 2020 heralds some moment of change in your life. Or maybe one will come in this decade that we've begun. If it does, remember, in the times of challenge and the times of confidence, you are God's precious creation. He has made his covenant with you. And he calls you in Christ to share his conquest.